An important household checklist is to make sure that your online devices are secure. And January and starting a new year is a great time to get this sorted. And maybe to establish new household routines also, like maybe no online device time zone. So on the line to tell us more, we have Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online. Great to have you on the show as always, Graham. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you, doing very well yourself.
Good stuff, not too bad, Graham, not too bad. And the basic essentials as well that you need to check on to make sure that your phones and laptops are secure. And the thing is, Graham, I've talked to you about this before as well, is that when technology tends to get older, it tends to get a little easier to crack. Is that right?
Yes, it does, which is why you should always run the updates. But it's important to remember, some iPhones, like the iPhone came out in 2007. And that is nearly 15 years ago, if it isn't 15 years ago. So it's been around a long time, and so is the Galaxy. So, updating is really important. And there's a lot you can do nowadays as well, so it's all good.
It's all good. There's lots of things as well, maybe some different types of products which, you know, keep your devices secure and things like that. Is that right?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are slightly afraid, but they have gotten a lot easier. Like technical people, and I'll stay technical for a little second and then get on to the easy stuff. Technical people know how to set up the routers, and they can control the MAC addresses, and they can do fancy DNS filtering. But that's like the heavy stuff. But if you stick, and this is the easy way to put, to block our website access, to block off certain times like going to bed and doing your homework and school hours and all, and to limit, say, a kid's access in total to, say, 90 minutes a day on, say, a laptop, a computer, or a device, or a phone. All of that's easy done. You just buy for about 60 quid some parental control software for probably 10 to 15 devices in the house. And that is really simple to set up. And if people are worried about that, just buy something or check it out in YouTube. Mm. Can I type it into YouTube, setting up parental control on, say, Kaspersky or Norton 360, all that type of thing, and see if you think you can manage it, and then go out and just do it. Because that way you'll actually have some technology assisting you in managing your kids. Because it's as important as looking left and right as when crossing the road. It's just as important, and you don't want to be nagging your kids all day long. So get some assistance.
Of course.
Put some parental control on.
You mentioned a couple of products like Kaspersky and Norton 360 as examples of something to help you with this. Is that right?
Yes, I did. And those would be popular ones. Bitdefender would be another popular one. I think we have some of them on our website. But Norton 360, Kaspersky, yeah. and Bitdefender, and there's another one, ESET. They're all very good, and they'll give you the virus protection. But these companies are conscious that people want to set limits, all of which, by the way, is now mandatory and enforced in China by the government. Kids can't game after midnight. The government will shut down the ISP, which is the internet provider, and they will fine them and jail them for this sort of thing. Yeah.
So here in Ireland, anyway, we don't have those kinds of rules, of course, from the government.
That's
but
the one thing that China may have got right.
It might be a good time of year also maybe to try to establish new household routines and maybe to implement these in your own home. And maybe this year is a good New Year's resolution for the family. It might be to have less screen time in general, or even this idea, Graham, no online time zones as well, like kind of you mentioned there, maybe past 12 o'clock. And is there any do you have any advice or ideas on how you can implement these things? And would it be maybe about using some sort of online software like Norton, like you mentioned?
Yeah, that's easy. You can set it up on your iPhone and your Galaxy and everything else, your Huawei, I never know how to pronounce that, yourself. But it requires a little bit more effort. But if you spend 50 quid or 60 quid, sometimes even only 30 quid, it's very easy to set up. You can A, limit the amount of time per day, to say 40 minutes or 90 minutes, whatever you want. And there's no set rule here. It's what you think your kid deserves or can handle. I know a lot of people say, oh, you give a four-year-old 30 minutes and a seven-year-old. It's not. It's what you think is right for your kid. Secondly, you can say when you want your kid to be enabled. So you can actually have a second mum on the phone itself, where the kid goes to the phone, she tries to power it up, and she discovers no games, no access, no nothing until 4:30. Mm. And at 4:30, I get an hour until 5:30. And that's easily done. And of course, you can block content.
I remember we had you on in early October as well, Graham. It was around the 4th of October when WhatsApp shut down effectively for a day. And there was no messaging on many different types of Facebook platforms, or Meta, as it's now called. And I remember you saying something interesting, Graham, which was this idea that when WhatsApp was shut down, it was actually a nice time for the family and to be able to chat to each other. And maybe it would be good.
I remember that. And that happened in my own house, actually. Suddenly, all of my kids appeared. By the way, it wasn't just WhatsApp. Spotify and a few others were down as well. And I think Instagram may have been down for a short while. I'm not as sure, but WhatsApp was definitely down. Yeah, my kids came in to dinner that night, and we had an actual family dinner.
Yeah.
Because I haven't beaten all of these challenges either. I mean, but just because I come on the radio doesn't mean I actually have won this battle, but I am on top of it. But yeah, it was fantastic.
I think maybe having some sort of rule that you could maybe say no phones. That I know that's quite a common one, but if you're able to implement those kind of things, you can really have that fruitful conversation with the family.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's a simple one, because they're all in front of you. Absolutely no phones at dinner and at the dinner table when the kids are eating. And, you know, to reduce the nagging, stick it up stick a sheet on the fridge or on the somewhere on the kitchen door, reminding kids, because you don't want to be nagging them all the time. So use some simple stuff. Maybe use some external parental control. Stick a notice up in the house so you don't have to nag them. And absolutely, if you can, and this is fairly easy again, stop them using them in private, in their rooms. Like if you've got a 6-year-old who likes a bit of YouTube, make sure she's using it in front of you with the volume turned down and no headphones.
Yeah.
That's an important one, though. No headphones.
Well, like you said, Graham, as well, it's important as well that we all think about these things. And no one really has won the battle. It's a difficult one to win. So best of luck with your own, and I'm sure best of luck to everyone else as well if they're trying to use their phone a little less. Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online, you're very good. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Sure.
Cheers.
Yeah.